This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Now, let's see. Three across, 12 letters, paper of record. Oh, New York Times. Five down, nine-letter word, popular letter-based puzzle game. Crossword. Oh, if only the New York Times crossword puzzle were that easy. Of course, then it wouldn't be so challenging or widely renowned as the gold standard for crossword puzzles. Now, if you are a lover of crosswords, it may have crossed your mind to try and make one yourself. But if you think completing a New York Times crossword puzzle in the paper is tough, creating one that makes its way into the paper of record, well, that would be quite a four-letter word meaning great accomplishment or, yes, a feat. Well, Dartmouth College librarian Laura Bronstein recently had a crossword puzzle published in the New York Times, and she joins us now to tell us more about it. Laura, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, congratulations. I mean, this must be really a thrill. It's not your first time that you've had a crossword published, though, is that right?
No, I've been constructing and I've had a few published in independent crossword outlets over the past year or so.
Did that give you the confidence to go ahead and you know, try to submit one to the New York Times?
I had actually submitted a few puzzles to the Times before I'd had some independent puzzles published. And then I'd had an offer to collaborate from a constructor who had already been published a few times, who'd liked my work. And I'd gotten to know as a friend. And that's the story of what's been really a fun collaboration.
And who was that co-constructor you're talking about?
His name is Eric Agard, and he happens to be quite a bit younger than me, but I think our interests and knowledge complement each other pretty well.
And you're a librarian, so you obviously have a love of words already. Did you grow up doing crosswords? How did you get into the whole puzzle world?
Well, when I was a kid, my grandfather used to tear the crossword out of the paper and just sort of stick it in his pocket with a little stub of pencil and just walk around, you know, at any spare moment and try and complete it. And he would ask me for help, even when I was, you know, 8 or 9 years old. He was an immigrant and used it to practice English. Even after he'd been in the country for 50 years, he still loved learning.
Now, I imagine that this being the modern era that we're in, that there must be some kind of software to help construct these puzzles. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so there are Mac versions and PC versions. There can be some pretty sophisticated computer code that you can write to look for certain entries that match different constraints that you might have in your theme or that you're looking for in your grid.
I'm glad you mentioned the theme, because one of the things I love about crosswords is that you'll get running throughout a good crossword some longer answers that all sort of connect to a kind of theme. What was the particular theme of your puzzle that the New York Times has published?
Yeah, so our title was Full Body Cast, and I don't want to give it away for people who haven't solved it yet.
Right.
But it involved a certain group of people with a specific profession who had certain things in common about their names, and the trick was to figure out what that was and how to enter it in the grid in a specific way.
When was it actually published?
On December 10th. But we find that people often kind of keep a treasure trove of crosswords and go back to them at certain. So I'm still hearing from people who haven't, you know, it's been now a little more than a month later and haven't solved it yet or have just solved it.
Do you find that more people are doing crosswords online now? Because you can do that. I mean, I love the physical part of putting the pen, you know, to the paper. That's kind of the only way I do it. Does it matter?
I think what's interesting to me is that now there are a lot of apps so that if you're waiting in line, you can do, say, the New York Times Mini, or you can, you know, a lot of people do them while they commute on an iPad or something like that. And I think there's been some other game apps that have come up with their own crosswords. And there's a huge variety now of the kinds that you can solve. I think also that being able to have your own blog, and my collaborator Eric Agard has his own crossword blog too called gluttonforpun.com, so you can go there, blogspot.com, I think. So what that's done is the being able to have that wider audience, I think, and you can either, most people then, if they're publishing electronically, will offer either a PDF or a kind of file that you can solve in free software. So that gives you the choice. If you like to solve on paper, you can go ahead, or you can solve the other way, too.
And if somebody wants to get into what you and Eric have been doing, which is to create your own puzzle, is that sort of also the best way to get started, is to, you know, look up for the software that gets you into this sort of thing?
You can start with software, and some people recommend just grabbing some graph paper and looking at some, I would say, look at crosswords that you like and maybe start with the smaller ones, like the ones that are 15 by 15 squares. And I would say even take a grid structure that was from a puzzle that you liked and start to think of things that might fit into it.
And how large was yours that got published in the Times?
The Sunday Times crosswords are 21 by 21 squares.
And boy, are they tough. I need to know what it felt like. How did they contact you, first of all, and let you know that your puzzle was going to be published? And what did that moment feel like to you?
It was by email. And working with Eric, I knew that we had something that we were very proud of. And that's not to say that the process was easy, because I think we maybe wrote to each other about 67 different emails over the process of constructing the puzzle. When you submit to the New York Times, you actually send them a paper printout of the puzzle. And then you get Will Shortz and his staff will follow up with you by email. But, you know, over the year, I think, and thinking about all I'd worked for, it was a really wonderful feeling to feel like I'd met a goal that I'd set for myself.
And are you kind of a rock star now on the Dartmouth campus, at least among the puzzle geeks?
I've been surprised how many people who I never knew really enjoyed solving puzzles have come up to me and said how happy they were to see that.
Well, it really is a great accomplishment. Laura Braunstein is Dartmouth's Digital Humanities Librarian, and she recently had a crossword puzzle published in the New York Times, the Sunday New York Times, no less. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much, Mitch.